Ever since Harry Potter energized millions of kids between the ages of 10 to 14 to become readers, publishers have been trying to bottle this successful brew. There are about 20 million U.S. kids between those ages, and in the last few years, there have been more books published for this age group than ever before, and many of them fantasy novels. One book that's getting a lot of play right now is by a German author, Cornelia Funke. She has written more than 40 books for children and is the third most popular author in Germany after J.K. Rowling and R.L. Stein. But until now, none of her books have been translated into English. Cornelia Funke joins us now from our New York bureau. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
The Thief Lord, which is your book, is the story of two orphans, Prosper and Beau, who run away to Venice, or run away in Venice. First of all, what is it about orphans? I mean, there are hundreds of children's books about orphans, and they're always compelling, whether it's Prosper and Beau or Harry Potter. Why do so many of us identify with them?
Oh, well, I think each one of us remembers the fears we had as children to lose our parents. And when I was a child, for example, often went for a walk with my father, and we always came along an orphanage. And that impressed me deeply. That's one thing. The other thing as an author is that you don't like parents to be around in every story because sometimes they spoil your plot. So for some stories, it's much better to have children on their own, and then you take the orphans.
If I can summarize the plot without giving anything away, the plot of The Thief Lord, Prosper and Beau escape from their guardian who wants to separate the boys. She wants to throw Prosper into a boarding school and take Beau, the younger one. And they escape and join a group of young runaways who live in an abandoned movie theater and are protected by the Thief Lord. At the very end of the book, there are some otherworldly and magical developments. But I was struck by the fact that the Thief Lord is not very magical, at least not supernatural or otherworldly. You know, we keep on having all these books compared to Harry Potter, but this book is very realistic. Much of what happens, except for the last part of the book, could happen. And in some sense, the most magical aspect of the book is the city of Venice itself. Was that purposeful?
Oh, yes, that was purposeful. And I'm very happy to hear that that it got to you as a reader this way, because I wanted to show all children that there is a magic place in reality they can go to by plane or by train or anything. They don't have to cross magical wardrobes or things like that. Many German children wrote to me that they took their parents and went to see Venice. And they told me it's exactly like that I told them, and that they only didn't find the magical carousel.
Ah, why did you choose to write about Venice?
Oh, I love it. That's one of the reasons. And I think it's a fabulous place for children because there are no cars and all their senses are able to grab the smells and the sounds. And as an adult, you also notice that suddenly you hear and smell much more because you don't have to watch for the cars.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've written both realistic and fantasy novels.
Right.
How do you see the interplay between the two?
I prefer to write the fantasy ones with fantasy elements, but I mostly root them in our reality. I often say to the children, as a writer, it's more adventurous to sit down at your desk and ride on a dragon than, for example, talking to some kids in a school or something. The other thing is that I believe that fantasy can deal with some subjects it's very hard to deal with in realistic stories.
Mm-hmm. Your book has been described in one magazine as child-centric. As a matter of fact, in this review, it said that kids rely on their wits. They take responsibility for their actions, good or bad. Do you see your books as child-centric? And if so, what does that mean?
It is my point of view. And I sometimes say I'm a spy of the kids in the adult's world, you know, because I am an adult now, at least I look like one, but I still am amazed by the rituals and everything in the adult world, and I still don't get it. And so in some way, I think it's my point of view.
So that's why you write children's books?
I think so, yes. I never thought about it, I just did it, but I think that's my motive.
If we want to talk about the greatest mythic theme in The Thief Lord, I would say that it's the perennial wish of the young to be older and the old to be younger. How did you decide to make that a theme in your book?
While I was in Venice with my husband, I came across a memory from my childhood that as a child, I always wanted to be an adult. And there are so many stories about children who want to be a child forever. Peter Pan, Pippi Longstockings, for example. But as far as I know, there is not one story about all those children who want to be an adult. So they can buy a dog as once, get a horse or something else, watch movies all night or whatever, just have this freedom. And for me as a child, that was always a wish. And I wanted to write about a boy who has the same wish, and I was always sure I would fulfill it.
And this
as
is
an
it.
Author, I can.
Another thing that I was struck by in The Thief Lord is that the children and their values are, despite the fact that some of them are stealing and they're thieves, are very moral, very sweet, even innocent from the point of view of today's children.
Well, perhaps I am naive, but I think there are those children. And lots of them. You know, I started my professional career as a social worker, working with children. They were quite tough. And I always was amazed by their gentleness and by their caring for others, especially their brothers and sisters. And that touched me deeply.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk for a minute about readers in this age group, 10 to 14. This is a very special age, right? As far
right.
as capturing kids. I mean, it's an age that kids can get completely wrapped up in books. Just speaking personally, I remember almost getting mowed down by cars on the street because I would sit there after school and I would walk home with a book open in the middle
oh, yes.
of a chapter. I would read in the subway. I grew up in New York and I'd read, you know, I, as a matter of fact, I can read upside down perfectly. Because
I can do also, yes.
Because I would read over people's shoulders and so forth. But what is it about this particular age that is different from others and reading?
Oh, I think you are half a kid. And on the other hand, you start to grab some things that have to do with becoming an adult. And so books give you so many opportunities to get a glimpse into other worlds and other brains. And therefore, they grow more and more interesting. Just a theory, but maybe.
Cornelia Funke, and the kids in America are calling her Cornelia Funky, is the author of The Thief Lord. She spoke to us from our New York bureau. Thank you so much.
I say thank you.